The Gemara Masechet Ksubos Daf Beis Amud Aleph discusses the situation if there was an oinus, if there was something beyond control that prevented the wedding, the nesuin of an oros to zerusa to take place. What is the halacha regarding his obligation to support her at that point? Says the Gemara, Achshav Sheshaninu, now that we've learned that there's a concept of shaktu, that Chazal wanted that the marriage of to a basula should take place on Wednesday, Achshav Sheshaninu, the Mishnah that teaches us that a gizman v'loy nisu, if the time of their marriage came and they did not have nisun, the halacha is oichlus mishloy. At that point, the husband must begin to support his wife. Oichlus petruma, if he's a kohen, even though with the rabbanon, an orus, a rusa does not eat truma, even if her husband, the orus, is a kohen. But the Mishnah teaches us that if at this point they don't get married, he has to support her, and she may eat truma. Higia zman be'echad b'Shabbos, says the Mishnah, if the time for the wedding came on Sunday, b'tar she'ena yochel lifnei, since he can't marry her, for as our Mishnah teaches us, they must get married on a Wednesday, so it's because of Chazal's rule that they're not getting married, and therefore ena malam mazonis, he need not support her. Lefikach continues the Gemara based on this, that now we're learning that if the time for the marriage, time for the nesun came, but if they could not get married, therefore Chazal do not obligate the husband to support her. Cholahu, if the husband gets sick, or shecholsehi, or if the wife got sick, preventing her from getting married. Or shapir sanida, or if the woman became a nida, and because she became a nida, obviously they can't get married, ena malal mazonis, he need not support her. And the Gra, in the Biurei HaGra, in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Aleph, says that this Gemara is the basis. The Gra says this in Simen Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Ches. This Gemara is the basis for a very important Shaila, and that is the Shaila of a Chuppas Nida. Can one marry, can one do Nisuin, can one have a Chuppah with his wife when she is a Nida? From our Gemara, says the Gra, it seems that you can't have a Nisuin when the wife is a Nida. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Because they can't have Nisuin, he has perhaps the right not to have to support her. Actually, this question, can one have a chuppah when his wife is a nida or not, really depends on how we understand, as we will discuss further in the Masechta also, but how we understand what is a chuppah. If we look in the Rambam of Perek Yud, Hilchis Ishus, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, the Rambam says that the definition of Chuppah, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, let's read the beginning of the Rambam from the beginning. Harusa asur lebal medivrei soifrim. Harusa may not live with her husband with the rabban and kozman she beis avia, as long as she's still in her father's home. Vabo al rusa beis chamav. Somebody does have relations with his arusa while she's still in her parents' home. Makon se makon madis. Vafilam kitch v'bi. Even if the kedushin was performed through bia, asur lava loy bia shnia. He may not have relations with her again. Until he brings her to his home, they have yichud, and she's separated just to him. Hua nikra chuppa. This yichud is what we call a v'yichud hua nikra knis l'chuppa. V'hua nikra nesuim become mokim. So the Ran is teach the Rambam is teaching us that the definition of chuppa is the chasen and the kala having yichud, and as the Gemara teaches us on the Dalet Amud Aleph, that if the kala is a nida, then they may not have yichud. So we could understand this Gemara very well. This Gemara is teaching us that if the kala became a nida, she can't have yichud, and of course, by extension, relations with her husband. And if she can't have relations or yichud with her husband, then there is no chuppah, and there is no chuppah, and there is no nesuin. And that's why, as we will soon quote, this Gemara is clearly a proof to the opinion of the Rambam, who holds that a chuppah nida is not a valid chuppah. The question, however, is, according to the Rishonim, who disagree with the Rambam, and their opinion is that chuppah doesn't require yichud, as is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra, Simen Nun Hei Sif Aleph. It's either bringing the kala to the Beis HaChosen, or it's putting the veil over the kala. So the question is, our Gemara seems to indicate that because the kala was pierced in Nida, that's why they can't be in the suin. But if the definition of chuppah is not yichud, why can they not have an nesuin even if she's pierced nida? So the Ritva and the Ran both explain that even though to have a valid chuppah, we need not have yichud, still, a person only wants to have a chuppah with a wife who is he's able to be with. And if this caliph, this girl, is pierced nida, and he won't be able to have relations with her, even though technically she can become his wife, still he doesn't want to take her as a wife. There's another raya to the opinion of the Rambam that the definition of chuppah means having relations from a Gemara that we learn on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the sugya that the Gemara says, Harei shayapita yofui v'tovach tovach v'yeinei mazuk, the wedding meal has been prepared, and a terrible tragedy, umeis oviv shal chosun or ima shal kala, the father of the chosun or the mother of the kala pass away, machnisin es ameis l'cheder v'as achosun v'as akala l'chuppah, we put the mace in a separate room. We take the chosin and kala to the chuppah. Uboil bilas mitzvah. And then the chosin, they have the wedding. The chosin does a bilas mitzvah. Upoirish. And then afterwards, he separates himself from her. And they bury the mace. And the halach is that this chosin, this kala, noig shivas yimei mishta, first celebrate their sheva brachas, and then they start the Avelus. So we're trying to make the point. If what we're trying to accomplish, as is so explained in the Gemara, is to have them married before the Avelus begins, for as the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis explains, the Avelus doesn't begin until the mace is taken from the home or buried, so why do we have to have they should do a bia for the Sheva Brachas to begin? As soon as he does a chuppah, that should be enough that he should have the right that the Sheva Brachas now are preceding the Avelis, and therefore the halach of the Gemara is very understandable. The first he celebrates the Sheva Brachas and then the Avelis. So actually, there's a machloikis rishonim if someone, well, he's an oinin, what is the status of an oinin? The Rambam, in Hilchas Avelus Perik Aleph Halacha Beis, paskins that the oinin has no Hilchas Avelus. And therefore, he could take a shower, he could take a bath, and he could do bia. So if we're allowing him to have a chuppah, the fact that we're also allowing him to do bia, according to the Rambam, is understandable. Because there's no reason he shouldn't be able to do bia, because he's only an oinin, and an oinin could do bia. But according to the Ramban, who holds that an oinin has to follow the minhagei avelis, so then he's not allowed to do bia. So our question comes back. Yes, we want them to get married in order that we should have the Sheva Brachas before the Avelis, but why do we have to allow them to have Bia? We should allow just the Chuppah, and that should be enough. So if we learn, like the Rambam, that the definition of a Chuppah is Bia, it's understandable. We want them to have the Sheva Brachas first. The Sheva Brachas requires a chuppah. But according to the Rambam, the definition of a chuppah is bia. Very much in line with what we just said as the Raya from the Gemara in that base. But according to the Man, the Omer that holds that chuppah means just having a chuppah and you don't have to have bia. So why do we allow the bia? We should just have the chuppah. So there's a number of approaches in the Rishonim. One is the approach of Agos Maimonides, very bechiddush. He says, even if you have a chuppah, and even if the chuppah we're learning is a complete valid act that makes the chasen and kala into nesuin, says the Agos Maimonides, Sheva Brachas only begin, however, after there was a bia. And since Sheva Brachas only begin, since Sheva Brachas only begin after there was Bia, so that's why we have to have the Bia, otherwise the whole point of this Gemara, that we want to have the Sheva Brachas before the Shiva, we can't do. Another pshat is that we have to have a Chuppah Rui L'Bia, as we're learning. Any Chuppah that can't have Bia is not going to be a valid Chuppah. So as I said, we have here a very fundamental machlokes. What is the status of a chuppas nida? The opinion of the Rambam is that a chuppas nida is not considered a valid chuppah. Many Rishonim, as we said, disagree, and they say that the chuppah does not require anything connected to bia. The flaw has a different approach in understanding the Gemara on that base. The flaw's approach is that a person nida, the reason why a woman who becomes a nida can't have nesuin, is because very much what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Chazal instituted that the marriages should take place on Wednesday, that in case he finds that she's not a psula, he could go to Besdin Wednesday morning. If the wedding will be any other time, then we're concerned to Skaradatoi, he'll cool off and not come to Besdin. Says that flaw, that's pshat here too. Because let's say she's a nida, and we're not going to be able to do bia on the night of the wedding. The bia will be done on another night. But that other night may not be a Wednesday night. And we'll have to be concerned that the chassan won't come to the Besdin if he finds her not to be a basula. Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees with this approach. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says if that's the reason why Pirsa Nida, we don't allow the wedding to take place only on Wednesday night. So Al Gemara speaks about, does he have to start supporting her or not? The whole reason Chazal said Wednesday night should be the wedding is for his taiva, in case he finds that she's not a psula. So if she's a nida, then it's not, the Gemara clearly seems to indicate that Pirsa Nida, everybody agrees, is not considered an oinus. But why is it not an oinus? He should have to support her. It's only because of him that he should be able to have the ability to go to Besdin, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that we're making the Wednesday night wedding. And if now we can't have the wedding, then she should be able to have He should be able to, he should have to support her. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega disagrees with our flaw's approach. And again, if you disagree with our flaw's approach, it's our Gemara, like the Gross says, is clearly an indication that a chuppah nida is not considered a valid chuppah. However, if we look in the Rambam, who is clearly the shita that holds that one should not have a chuppah nida, there are actually two Rambams. There are two Rambams that discuss this halacha. They're in Perek Beis. The one is in Perek Yud of Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus that we quoted earlier, and we continue looking in that halacha. We'll find that the Rambam says. Kimi shenichnas arus l'chupa, harezu mataris lavala, b'cholei shiirtza. Once there's chupa, the chas and the kala may have relations. V'arei ishta gemur l'chaldava, she's his full-fledged wife. M'shetichnas l'chupa nekras nesua. Once there's a chupa, she's considered nesua. Abish lo nivala. Even though she didn't have biyuv, who should tell rui labila? As we said, the Rambam's opinion is the chuppah has to have a chuppah that's rui labila. Av m'hoysen nida, and the Rambam continues, if she was a nida, api shenichnas al chuppah v'nesiach nima. Even if there was a chuppah in yichud, le'gomah nesuin, she's not considered a nesua v'arei karusa adayim. She's still considered an arusa. So the Rambam clearly says that if there was no bia, she's a chuppah, she's a nida, she can't be considered a full-fledged wife. But if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos, in this same perik, perik yud, halacha vav, the Rambam says, Hamara se'isha birch birch ha'sanim v'lenis yachim e'rebeisoy, if somebody did erisin, and they had berchus chasanim, but there was no yichud. Adayin arusahi. Shein berchus chasanim oisan nesuin el knis l'chupa. It's not the sheva brachas that make a nesua; it's the chupa. Iris v'konis l'chupa v'leibirch berchus chasanim. On the other hand, if there was a chupa and there was no sheva brachas, hareza nesua gemura, she is considered nesua. Umevarach afilach tam yomim, and you make the bracha even after many days. Says the Rambam. Very much in line with what he's learning. Again, there should be no nesuin with a nida until she's tahar. We shouldn't make birchas chasanim until she is no longer a nida. However, says the Rambam, if somebody did make birchas chasanim, birchas sheva brachas, when his kala was a nida, you don't make sheva brachas again. And there's an obvious question. If it is the opinion of the Rambam that when a woman is a nida, she's not able to have nesuin, so yes, it would be a brachal of atala if someone made sheva brachas when his arusa, when his kala was a nida. And it would be a brachal of atala. But according to the way we just learned in Rambam, in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis of this very parak, she can't become the suah. And if she can't become the suah, so then it's a brachal of atala, but when she becomes tar, they should have to have a regular marriage with the sheva brachas, for what happened previously is halachically invalid. Therefore, many paiskim are of the opinion, and this will be very relevant as we go deeper in our shiurim in this subject, many poskim are of the opinion that even the Rambam agrees that it's not that the woman who is a nida and the chasen did nesuin, did a chuppah or sheva brachas with her, is considered completely not married. The Rambam himself is not quite sure. And that's why The wording of the Rambam in the previous Halacha that we just quoted is very understandable, because the Rambam uses a very interesting terminology, a new halachic terminology. What does it mean, karusa dain? Varei ki arusa. She is an arusa. We're referring to a situation where there was erusin. We're now coming to the nesuin, and according to the Rambam, this nesuin is not a good nesuin because she is a nida. So the Rambam should say, "Varei hi arusa dain." Why does the Rambam use the word ki arusa dain? Because the Rambam himself is not quite certain what is the status of a chuppas nida. And he's not quite prepared to say that a chuppas nida is not valid at all. Therefore, the Rambam says, Sheva brachas don't say again. We're dealing with a situation that the first Sheva brachas might have been perfectly fine. On the other hand, I am concerned that maybe it wasn't a valid chuppah. And therefore, says the Rambam, do the nesuin again. So we have the following. We have two rayas from our sugya to the shita that a chuppas nida is not a valid chuppah. The Gemara here on Daf Bezim and Aleph, and then the Gemara on Daf Talit as well. But we've also been able to explain that according to the Ran and Ritva, even if we hold a chuppas nida is a valid chuppah, still a chassan doesn't want to have a chuppas nida. We've also quoted the opinion of the Agos Maimonides, who says that the Sheva Brachas, the 7 days of Sheva Brachas, do not begin until after a Bia, a very big Chiddush, and that may be shot in the Gemara in that days. You don't want to have a situation where we'll have a Nesuin and then a gap until we have the ability to make Sheva Brachas, the 7 days, until they do Bia. But on the other hand, even the Rambam, who is the opinion, as we see, that seems to hold that a chuppas nida is not valid, it's not quite clear how invalid the Rambam holds a chuppas nida is.